The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
On the Hard Shoulder. Now, we've heard a lot about the housing shortage, specifically in the last 24 hours, about students. We spoke to the president of the Union of Students of Ireland here in studio yesterday about how acute that problem is and has been for her and her members. Well, Declan Raftery is the Chief Operations Officer at Dublin City University at DCU, and he joins me now. Declan, you're welcome to the show. How much of an issue, how big a problem is that? Is this for DCU at the moment?
Good afternoon, Kieran. I'll give you an example. We have nearly 1,500 beds on our campuses for students, and we allocate about a third of those to first years. And this year, we have six applications for every first year bed, and we have seven applications for every second year bed. So it's at a level we have never seen before.
Because a point I made yesterday was, you know, there's a sense of the kind of the hardy perennial about this story. We regularly talk about students scrambling for accommodation, and it generally gets sorted out by the beginning of October. There seems to be a sense this year that that's not going to happen.
I agree. I think, Kieran, we're dealing with a perfect storm that has been brewing for many years. It was there pre-COVID, but it's been hidden from view with COVID over the last 18 months. If you think of third level institutions, have effectively been operating a hybrid model, so partially open for 18 months. This week, we have all our students coming back, and they're coming back with enthusiasm and gusto. They want to embrace university life. They want to be on campus. But in the intervening year and a half, the private rental market has been squeezed further, and what students would have rented previously is no longer there. And there may have been new student, purpose-built student accommodation built, but the price that the rental levels are out there for, they can't afford. So suddenly, we haven't seen it for 2 years, but it's always been there. It's been there for many years. I just think it's at a level now that it should be rightly called a crisis.
And at the Housing for All, the government's Housing for All strategy, it does contain proposals to deal with student accommodation and the lack of student accommodation. How does it plan to do it?
Its current strategy, I would call it, is a borrow and build strategy. It simply says, the universities have had the ability to borrow for many years. So 6 years ago, DCU had no borrowings. We now have nearly 100 million euro in borrowings. And they're going to extend that power of borrowing to the technological universities, which is welcomed. But if you borrow, first of all, you've got to be able to repay it. And secondly, the bigger issue and the reason why we are speaking out and are supporting the students on this is the cost of building and delivering new beds is at such a level that the rental levels you then have to charge is unaffordable for students and their families. So it's no use building beds and saying now they're costing 14,000 a year for an academic year for a student to stay on campus. The beds may be there, but they're not affordable. And I think that is the key issue. And that's why we've spoken out in the last 24 hours to say we need to get behind the issue. Borrowing and building will not solve it. We need some creativity and new solutions that makes it that delivers more beds that are affordable across the country for the students.
So the government's plan is based on a false assumption, is it?
It is, and that's where we're speaking out. We have planning permission for 1,240 new beds on our Glasnevin campus. In April 2020, we were about to press the button to go to tender to build those beds. We were all ready to go, and then COVID hit. And we paused all non-essential spending, not knowing where the pandemic was going to go, what were the financial implications. And we've revisited that project in the last 2 weeks, and looking back at the updated costs of that project to deliver it, if we went to tender today and built it, the costs have escalated to a level that we're saying we have to charge up to 14,000 euros a year for students to stay on campus. And just say we can't do that. That is not affordable for a family. Never mind if they had one child in third level. If you had two, it's unaffordable. For even good salary levels in the country, it's now a barrier. So it's not about simply borrowing, building. We've got to build affordable.
So how do we build affordable? The state builds it for the student populace?
And I agree with the Taoiseach, I think, said yesterday, Kieran, that there is no easy and quick solution. But currently, we have no plan that will deliver affordable accommodation for students. They've kind of been left out of the plan. I know there are huge pressures on the core housing market, but students are part of that mix. I welcome the discussions in the last day or so on making sure that current purpose-built student accommodation is to be used only for students in term time and cannot be flipped for students or other higher income earning needs from the private sector. And second, we need to sit down around the table and we need a plan, because we do not put a pipeline of affordable student beds now in the system. The students that are in sixth year, fifth year, or even the junior cycle and their families are going to face this problem in the years to come.
Declan Raftery, Chief Operations Officer at DCU, Dublin City University. Declan, thanks a million for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder.